Proclamation number 4097 of 5th of August, 1947. Creation of the world. Moses. Metaphorical language. Do not let yourselves be carried away to any judgment as long as you are not yet a fully awakened spirit. There is so infinitely much that would burden your intellect if it should digest it, but which is nevertheless divine wisdom, thus knowledge which completely corresponds to truth. The human being, in his inadequacy, cannot grasp a particle of it, nor can he receive light about it through even the sharpest intellectual activity, but he must desire and receive clarification about it in a spiritual way. He must let God speak to him directly or in the form of thoughts which arise in him after heartfelt prayer for enlightenment. What is fully understandable to one person can be knowledge darker than the deepest night to another, and thus the latter will reject what the former recognizes and accepts as pure truth. But a debate about it can also give clarification to the latter, if he demands such. Likewise, God can also distribute the truth in the form of instructions through fellow human beings, if he can express himself through an organ or dictate to it in the pen what is necessary to know. There are various explanations of the scriptural text of the creation of the world, and each can be truth if it originated from the one who is the eternal truth himself. And thus it depends on the degree of maturity of the person being taught which explanation he needs. He can look at the days of creation as he likes, he can want to recognize a purely spiritual relation and be instructed accordingly. But he can also regard himself as the center of all material creation and accordingly interpret the traditional words of Moses or put them aside as incomprehensible to him until further notice, i.e., until his maturity of knowledge is increased by way of life in accordance with divine will. He will never attain complete understanding on earth, for divine wisdom is inexhaustible, unfathomable, until the human being is perfect, although God enlightens the human being and can impart extensive knowledge to him through his spirit. The creation of the world cannot be made clear to people in any other way than metaphorically. The people of Moses' time were familiar with imagery, so that they not only understood it as the earthly, i.e., the material development of the earth, but were also able to comprehend the spiritual relation, if they wished to learn about it. Moses' words are not given superficially, and therefore they cannot be understood according to their wording either, but God himself spoke to Moses, and indeed for the whole of humanity of a whole epoch of redemption, which encompasses an infinitely long period of time. 5th of the 8th, 1947, and his speech was designed in such a way that it could be applied to the present, the past and the future. It illuminated both the time from the beginning to the end of a redemptive epoch as well as the time before and the time still to come, which was clearly and surely foreseen by a spiritual visionary, as Moses was, even if the human being as such does not know about future things. To the visionary, however, everything is revealed, and his actions are accordingly. Moses therefore gave humanity a light, he was in fullest unison with God's will, and therefore he was also able to express what urged him to speak. God now wanted to make known to people the order of earthly creation, whereby it must be considered, however, that an infinitely long time was needed for this, and this time must be related to both spiritual and earthly development. The spiritual development always concerns the creaturnal in the embodiment as a human being last. Consequently, the upward development as a human being must also be comparable with the slow development of earthly creation, and since the former takes place in divine order, it must resemble the course of development of the earthly material world, which also took its course in God-ordained order. Only the spiritually striving human being understands the connection and can realize this, and he also understands the spiritual meaning of Moses' words. However, a more comprehensible explanation cannot be given as long as the parallel of spiritual and material upward development is not sought. To explain the development of the material creation to people was truly not important, and the knowledge of it does not enrich the human being. Nevertheless, its beginning was in accordance with the spiritual state of the creatorial. Everything that followed resulted from the preceding. But it can by no means be denied that God constantly gives men indications of their destiny, of their purpose in life. The higher development of the soul. Through Moses, the same thing happened in the same way that people's attention was drawn to the origin of the earthly creation, always in view of the spiritual aim. And in the same way the man Jesus explained the words of Moses, driven by the Spirit in himself, and the spiritual development of the human being was of greater importance to him, so that he explained everything in view of it in order to induce people to attach less importance to the actual creation of the world than to the spiritual correspondence, the parallel, which every earthly event has to show and which has to be paid far more attention to if the human being wants to achieve success for his soul. Many other explanations can be offered, and it is also the case that the recipients of spiritual announcements receive different interpretations of them through the work of the Spirit. But then a discussion is necessary from time to time, and where the same views, the same explanations are to be found, there it is also possible to speak of sure working of the Spirit, for all explanations must agree with each other and ultimately always concern the spiritual man's upward development, albeit in an easier or more difficult to grasp representation. Where the Spirit of God itself can work, understanding is also guaranteed. Amen.